Hurrell et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Research article. Open access. Lineage-specific evolution of the vertebrate Atopotrin gene family revealed by comparative genomic analyses. Bellin Hurrell 1, Thomas Marks Bonnet 2.3, Francesca Antonaxi 3, Inna Hughes 4, Joseph F. Ryan 1, NISC Comparative Sequencing Program 1.5, Evan E. Eichler 3, David M. Ornett 6, Eric D. Green 1.5. Abstract background, mutations in the Atopotrin 1 gene, ATOP1, in mice and fish produce an unusual bilateral vestibular pathology that involves the absence of otoconia without hearing impairment. The encoded protein, ATOP1, is the only functionally characterized member of the Atopotrin domain protein, ODP, family. The extended sequence and structural preservation of ODP proteins in metazoans suggest a conserved functional role. Here, we use the tools of sequence and cytogenetic-based comparative genomics to study the OTOP1 and the OTOP2-OTOP3 genes and to establish their genomic context in 25 vertebrates. We extend our evolutionary study to include the gene mutated in Usher syndrome, USH, subtype 1G, USH1G, both because of the head-to-tail clustering of USH1G with OTOP2 and because OTOP1 and USH1G mutations result in inner ear phenotypes. Results: we established that OTOP1 is the boundary gene of an inversion polymorphism on human chromosome 4, page 16, that originated in the common human chimpanzee lineage more than 6 million years ago. Other lineage-specific evolutionary events included a threefold expansion of the OTOP genes in Xenopus tropicalis and of USH1G in teleostei fish. The tight physical linkage between OTOP2 and USH1G is conserved in all vertebrates. To further understand the functional organization of the USH1-OTOP2 locus, we deduced a putative map of binding sites for CCCTC binding factor, CTCF, a mammalian insulator transcription factor, from genome-wide chromatin immunoprecipitation. Sequencing, ChIP-seq, data in mouse and human embryonic stem, ES, cells combined with detection of CTCF binding motifs. Conclusions: the results presented here clarify the evolutionary history of the vertebrate OTOP and USH1G families, and establish a framework for studying the possible interaction, S, of USH1G and OTOP in developmental pathways. Background: although bilateral vestibular pathology is an important cause of imbalance in humans, it is underdiagnosed and poorly understood. Approximately 50% of dizziness is attributed to benign paroxysmal positional vertigo BBPV, a major risk factor for falls, bone fractures, and accidental death, particularly in the elderly. 1. The etiology of BBPV often relates to the degeneration or displacement of otoconia. 2.3. The minute biomineral particles in the utricle and saccule within the inner ear involved in detecting linear acceleration and gravity. 4. Correspondence. Egreen, at nhgree.ni.gov. 1. Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 50 South Drive, Bethesda, MD, 20892, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Currently, there are no known human hereditary vestibular disorders attributed to mutations in genes selectively affecting otoconial development or maintenance. Atopotrin 1, OTOP1, is one of a handful of known genes that, when mutated, cause an imbalance phenotype with selective otoconial involvement in animal models. 4.5. In the mouse, OTOP1 is expressed in the supporting cells of the sensory epithelium patches, maculae, of the utricule and saccule from embryonic day 13.5 to adulthood, as well as in several other tissues. 6. In contrast, OTOP1 expression in zebrafish is predominantly restricted to the hair cells of the sensory epithelium and the neuromysts of the lateral line organ. 7.8. Specific OTAT1 mutations have been reported in mouse, tilted, TLT9, Mergulhada, MLH10, and inner ear defect, IED11. Copyright sign, 2011 Hurl et al., licensee Biomed Central Limited. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.0, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, and zebrafish/BKS8. Despite the interspecies differences in OTAT1 expression patterns, mutant mice and fish lack otoconia and otoliths respectively in all cases, but otherwise have normal inner ear structures, hearing, and overall development. Similarly, the knockdown of OTAT1 in mouse and zebrafish results in a phenocopy of the selective lack of otoconia otoliths seen in the mutants, 6.7. The OTAT gene family in most vertebrates is comprised of three members clustered on two chromosomes, OTAT1, for example, mouse chromosome 5, and the paralagus tandem genes OTAT2 and OTAT3, for example, mouse chromosome 11. The origins of the OTAT gene family have been traced far back in metazoans, 12, for example, the phylogenetic relationships of vertebrate OTAT and arthropod and nematode OTAT-like proteins, also DUF 270 proteins, 10.12, have been deduced from 62 open reading frames in 25 species, demonstrating that they constitute a single family, named the otopotrin domain protein, ODP, family. Fragmentary, but clearly ODP-related, sequences have also been identified in urochordates, Shiona, Echinoderms urchin, and Cnidarians, Nematostella, unpublished data. Signature features of ODP proteins are 12 transmembrane domains organized into three otopotrin domains, highly conserved among metazoans, and a highly constrained predicted loop structure. Although ODP proteins do not show homology to any transporter, channel, exchanger, or receptor families, the extensive sequence and structural similarity among them suggests a conserved functional role, S12. It has been postulated that OTAT1 inhibits P2Y-purinergic receptor-mediated calcium release in macular epithelial cells in a calcium-dependent manner, and promotes an influx of calcium in response to ATP during otoconial development, 6.13. In this model, OTAT1 acts as a sensor of the extracellular calcium concentration near supporting cells, and responds to ATP in the endolymph to increase intracellular calcium levels during otoconia mineralization. OTAT2 and OTAT3 functions remain unknown. The larger syntenic context of the OTAT1 and tandem OTAT2-OTAT3 genomic loci may reflect lineage-specific genomic features and gene associations worthy of exploration. For instance, established genetic and physical maps of the OTAT1-containing region suggest an inverted gene order in the mouse and human genomes, 14.15. Further, in these genomes, the OTAT2-OTAT3 gene tandem is physically clustered head-to-tail. With the Usher syndrome, USH, subtype 1G gene, USH1G, also called SANS, USH1G encodes a scaffold protein with three ankyrin repeats and a SAM domain, which is preferentially expressed in tissues containing motile cilia, such as cochlea and retina, 16.17. Mouse USH1G on chromosome 11 and its human orthologue USH1G on page 2 of 18. Chromosome 17 are mutated in the Jackson-Shaker, JS, mouse mutant and in human USH1G patients, respectively. The former is a recessive condition associated with deafness, circling, and disorganization of the hair cell bundles, stereocilia, 16, The latter is also a recessive condition characterized by congenital deafness, vestibular dysfunction, and prepubertal onset of visual loss, retinitis pigmentosa, 18. USH is generally a clinically and genetically heterogeneous disease and the most common cause of hereditary deaf blindness in humans, 19. Invariably, USH is associated with highly disorganized stereocilia. USH1G and OTIT1 thus play important roles in the vestibular, USH1G and OTIT1, auditory, USH1G, and visual, USH1G, systems in vertebrates. In addition to the experimentally confirmed expression of USH1G in the mouse and human inner ear and retina, 16.17, and of OTIT1 in the mouse and zebrafish inner ear 7.10, an OTIT-like gene, NLO, for neural crest lateral otic vesicle localization, is expressed in the anterior placodal ectoderm area of the X. levis embryo that forms both the eye lens and otic vesicle neurogenic placodes, 20. Furthermore, analyses of expressed sequence tag, EST, databases reveal evidence for expression of OTIT1, OTIT2, and OTIT3 in the mouse and human retina. The challenge remains to establish whether USH1G and OTIT participate in common developmental pathways affecting ear and or eye physiology. To examine the evolutionary diversity of OTIT and USH1G and their larger genomic context in vertebrates, we performed a comprehensive comparative genomic study that analyzed 25 available genome sequences, from fish to human, and sequenced bacterial artificial chromosome, BAC, clones from 7 species. Through cytogenetic and comparative genomic methods, we established that OTIT1 is the boundary gene of an inversion polymorphism on human chromosome 4 page 16 that originated in the common human chimpanzee lineage more than 6 million years ago. We could further infer evolutionary scenarios for gene family expansions in individual lineages, including a threefold expansion of the OTIT family in Xenopus tropicalis and the USH1G family in fish lineages. USH1G genes have remained tightly linked to OTIT2-related sequences throughout vertebrate evolution, raising questions about whether they are functionally insulated or whether they participate in common developmental pathways. To further understand their functional organization, we deduced and analyzed a map of putative CCCTC binding factor, CTCF, binding sites within the USH1-OTIT2 locus. These analyses offer some hints about chromatin organization of the USH1G-OTIT2 locus in mouse and human, and are a resource for further investigating the role of mammalian insulator CTCF in orchestrating gene expression at this locus. Hurrell et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Results comparative sequence data sets. We sought to characterize the genomic regions encompassing OTIT1 and the USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 cluster in a diverse set of vertebrates. As the reference sequence for these studies, we extracted relevant portions of the NCBI mouse genome sequence, build 37, 21, specifically, the intervals containing OTIT1 on chromosome 5B2 and USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 on chromosome 11E2, plus the 100 KB segments immediately flanking each interval C materials and methods. The human sequence was an unsuitable reference because the human OTIT1 locus diverged significantly from the orthologous regions in most other vertebrate genomes, see below. We compiled the homologous sequences of these two genomic regions from 25 vertebrate species for comparative analyses, Table 1. For 7 species, we isolated, 22, and sequenced, 23, BAC clones spanning one or both of the targeted genomic regions, Table 2. These efforts generated 3.8 MB of high-quality sequence data, 24, specifically for this study. For the remaining species, and in cases where we were unable to isolate suitable BACs from the species listed in Table 2, The orthologous sequences were retrieved from whole genome sequence assemblies available on the UCSC Genome Browser, http://genomearchs.edu. With few exceptions, that is, Hedgehog and Platypus, the generated data sets contain orthologous sequences of the OTTT1 and the USH1G, OTTT2, OTTT3 loci from multiple phylogenetic lineages. Evolutionary history of the OTTT1 locus in vertebrates. In 20 of the 25 vertebrate genomes studied, the immediate genomic context for OTTT1 is identical, with OTTT1 flanked by TMEM128 and DRD5 on the 5 feet and 3 feet side, respectively, figure 1a. For 3 of the remaining species, cow, marmoset, and hedgehog, there were insufficient sequence data to draw firm conclusions about the genomic context of OTTT1. In Extrapicalis, instead of a single OTTT1 gene, TMEM128 and DRD5 flank two closely spaced OTTT1 genes, which we have named OTTT1A and OTTT1B, figure 1B, and additional file 1. In our maximum likelihood analysis of the OTTT family, figure 2, the OTTT1A encoding gene resides within a clade containing the mammalian OTTT1 encoding genes, while the OTTT1B encoding gene resides within a sister clade. A strict interpretation of this tree, figure 2, requires the loss of an OTTT1B gene in the lineage leading to mammals. Having the genomic sequence of the OTTT1 containing region of X. levis or another amphibian might be useful for timing this genomic event. Note that it has not been determined whether the X. levis genome contains multiple OTTT1 genes. The Extrapicalis OTTT1A and OTTT1B genes encode predicted. Page 3 of 18. Proteins that are 69% identical to each other at the amino acid sequence level, and 72% and 65% identical to the mouse OTTT1 protein, respectively. OTTT1A more closely resembles mammalian OTTT1, suggesting that, upon duplication, OTTT1B may have acquired novel functions. The most dramatic difference in the architecture of the OTTT1 containing genomic region is in the human genome, in which OTTT1 is the boundary gene of a submicroscopic inversion polymorphism on chromosome 4, page 16. In the inverted configuration, represented in the HG17 reference sequence, OTTT1 and DRD5 are separated by 5 MB, with the break in syntony, with respect to mouse chromosome 5, occurring immediately adjacent to the 3 feet end of OTTT1, figure 1c. All genes in this large genomic segment have the opposite orientation to most other vertebrate genomes studied. The inversion polymorphism on human chromosome 4, page 16, was previously observed in a heterozygous state in 12.5% of a Caucasian population, 15. Large, for example, 5 MB, inversions are uncommon in the human genome. In fact, within euchromatin, there are relatively few greater than 1 MB. We thus sought to clarify the evolutionary origins of this inversion by comparisons with 3 non-human primate species serving as outgroups. The orientation of the OTTT1 containing region was validated by 3 color interface fluorescence in situ hybridization, FISH, 25, studies involving a single human individual, 5 chimpanzees, 3 orangutans, and 1 macaque. To visualize the inversion, we selected 2 probes inside, red and blue, and 1 outside, green, the inverted region. The presence of an inversion changes the order of the red and blue probes and their position relative to the green probe, figure 3. These results demonstrate the inversion of the OTTT1 containing region in the human individual and in all chimpanzees sampled, but not in any orangutan or macaque studied, suggesting that the inversion might have occurred in the shared human-chimpanzee lineage and could still reflect a polymorphism in humans. It is not possible to establish the polymorphic or fixed status of this inversion in the chimpanzee lineage because of the small number of chimpanzees studied. 5. Evolutionary history of the human chromosome 4, page 16. Inversion breakpoints. The polymorphic OTTT1 containing inverted segment is flanked by 260 kb duplicated segments, also referred to as segmental duplications, SD, figure 1D, and additional file 2. These are highly similar sequences, 95% sequence identity, located near the OTIT1 proximal and OTIT1 distal inversion breakpoints at positions 4MB and 9MB on human chromosome 4, referred to as position CHR4, 4 and CHR4, 9, respectively, by Hurrell et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, page 4 of 18, table 1 coordinates for the OTIT1 and USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 loci on the UCSC genome browser, genome ArcsGDU, group, species, name, assembly, build OTIT1 locus, USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 locus, Humana, Homo sapiens, HG17, V35.1 CHR4, 4309,000-4438,200 CHR17, 70,368,500-70,574,600 Placental mammals primate, CHR4, 9,457,200-9,718,300 A primate, chimpanzee pan troglodytes, Pantro 2, V2.1, CHR4, 4,274,000-4,409,000 CHR17, 74,415,000-74,633,000 CHR4, 9,519,000-9,791,000 A primate, orangutan, Pongo pygmaeus, Pon A2, V2, 0, 2 CHR4, 9,065,000-9,474,000 Primate, macaque, macaca mulatta, Remac 2, V, 1, primate primate, Marmoset galago, Calithrix jacus atolomagonetii, Caljack 1 Table 2 C, V, 2, 0, 2 CTG 6604, 8000-119000, Table 2 C, CTG 751, 460,000-660,000 Table 2 C, rodent, mouse, mus musculus, MM9, V, 37, CHR5, 38,602,000-38,894,000, CHR11, 115,128,000-115,293,000, rodent, rat, Rattus norvegicus, RN4, V, 3.4, CHR14, 77,872,000-77,739,000, CHR10, 105,341,000-105,511,000, rodent, guinea pig, Cavia porcellus, Cavpor3, V, 1, SC85, 1,472,000-1,733,000, SC76, 158,000-328,000, Artode ungulate, horse, Equus caballus, Equicad 1, V, 1, CHR 3, 105,657,000-106,026,000 CHR 11, 5,605,000-5,775,000, even toed ungulate, cow, Bos taurus, Bostiau 4, V, 4.0, CHR 1, 004.380, 64,500,130,400, Table 2C, carnivore, cat, Felis catus, Fel cat 3, V, 3, carnivore, dog, Canis familiaris, Table 2C, insectivore, hedgehog, Atelarix albiventris, Table 2, CHR 5, 4,455,000-4,928,000, CHR 17, 64,862,000-65,072,000 CHR 16, 70,135,000-70,333,000 CSC 213,691, 103,000-208,000 Table 2 C, D, C, Scaffold 217,612, 1-354,000 Table 2 C, Table 2 C, NA, C, Table 2, Table 2 C, Dasypodidae non-placental mammals marsupial, armadillo, Dasypus novum cinctus, Table 2, opossum, Monodelphus domestica, Mondom 4, Marnotreme, Platypus, Ornithorhynchus anatinus, Table 2c, Bird, Chicken, Gallus gallus, Gale gale 3, V, 2.1, CHR 4, 81,337,000-81,509,000, CHR 18, 10,466,000-10,598,000, Amphibian, Xenopus, Xenopus tropicalis, Xentro 2, V, 4.1, SC 441, 1-372,000, Table 2C, Reptile, Lizard, Annalis carolinensis, Anno car, V, 1.0, SC 326, 248,900-318,100, SC 19, 2,503,800-2,589,100, Telost fish, Stickleback, Gasterosteus aculeatus, Gas acu 1, V, 1, CHRs VI 8,677,000-8,781,000, CHR UN 25,945,000-25,970,000 B, V, 1, CHR 5, 220,402,000-221,007,000 CHR 2, 214,376,000-214,751,000 Table 2 C, NAD, Non-Mammals, CHR 11 8,905,000-10,436,000 B, Telost fish, Telost fish, Zebrafish, Medica tetraodon, Dania ririo, Oriseus latites tetraodon nigriviridis, CHR 14, 404,900-441,700, ZV 8 Dan Rare 6 Ori Lat 2, V, 1.0, Technig 2, V 8, CHR 3, 55,047,100-55,115,900, B, B, CHR 5, 15,877,500-15,911,600, CHR 3, 58,856,300-58,928,900, CHR 8, 10,213,600-10,262,900, CHR 8, 11,920,390-11,941,600, Telost fish, B, CHR 3, 10,856,000-10,898,300, B, CHR 11, 1,818,700-1,842,400, CHR 3, 9,834,800-9,861,700, B, B, Fugu, Takifugu rubripes, JGI 4.0 FR 2, V 4.0, CHR 1,884,176,00 1,884,34,600, CHR 188,238,700-188,275,500, B, CHRN 273,950,671-273,965,439. Tellost fish, B. The otit 1 locus actually resides in 2 loci in these hominoid species, with respect to the mouse reference sequence, see text for details. The USH1G otit 2 otit 3 locus is duplicated in Tellost fish, with respect to the mouse reference sequence, see text for details. See bacterial artificial chromosome, BAC. Clones spanning one or both of the targeted genomic regions were isolated and sequenced, see Table 2 for details. And GenBank accession, no DNA, not available, neither BAC nor whole genome. Derived sequence of the targeted genomic regions could be obtained. B. Dere Ramqvist et al., 26. The SDs are oriented in an inverted configuration, suggesting that they originated by a non-allelic homologous recombination event. Each SD consists of a mosaic of duplicated sequences originating from multiple chromosomes, most likely compiled in a stepwise fashion, 27.28. The immediate boundary region between otit 1 and the otit 1 proximal duplicon contains one retroposed pseudogene, UNT93B1. Both SD boundaries are enriched for olfactory receptor, or, gene sequences from the 7E subfamily, 29, specifically, each cluster of 7E or sequences consists of one or more 13KB segment, S, containing a 7E or gene interspersed with lines, signs, the LTR containing satellite repeat SATR, and, Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, page 5 of 18, table 2 general features of comparative sequence data set. No, group, species, name, clone, sequence, total, BACs, GAPSA, GAPSB, Sequensec, GenBank accession. No, otit 1 locus primate, Galago, Atolomagonetii, 4, 0, 26, 763,135, DP000201, carnivore, dog, Canis familiaris, 4, 1, 25, 599,455, DP000200, Dasypodidae, armadillo, Dasypus novum cinctus, 4, 2, 14, 566,298, DP000198, Marnotreme, platypus, Ornithorhynchus anatinus, 1, 0, 12, 115,536, DP000202, Galago dog, Atolomagonetii canis familiaris, 3200, 1625, 415,030, 294,612, DP000189, DP000188, USH1G otit 2 otit 3 locus primate carnivore Dasypodidae, armadillo, Dasypus novum cinctus, 2019. 228,380, DP000186, even-toed ungulate, cow, Bos taurus, 2, 1, 11, 310,444, DP000187, insectivore, hedgehog, Atelurix albiventris, 3, 0, 16, 410,814, DP000190, amphibian, Xenopus tropicalis, 1, 0, 12, 153,069, DP000192, a, number of sequence gaps due to the lack of back coverage across an interval, number of gaps within the assembled sequences of individual BACs. See total non-redundant nucleotides in the assembled sequences of all BACs from that species, as, G's, C's, and T's, no, N's, B, Herve retriever users arranged in a characteristic pattern figure 1D, also C, 29. Of note, the OTT1 distal SD, also flanked by clusters of OR gene sequences, lies immediately adjacent to the RS-447 megasatellite, a tandem repetitive sequence containing copies of the dubiquitinating enzyme gene USP17, figure 1D. Bioinformatic analyses have revealed the presence of a less conserved, minor RS-447 locus on human chromosome 8 page 23, which is relevant to our study, as discussed below. We next analyzed a map of known SDs in the primate genome, 30.31, to infer the evolutionary history of the OTT1 flanking SD, as depicted in figure 4a, and expanded in additional file 3. This family of SDs, also called the tumor break-prone segmental duplication, TBSD, family, 26, is specific to great apes, emerging and spreading out in hominid genomes since the divergence of the human, chimpanzee, and orangutan common ancestor from the macaque lineage, roughly 12-16 million years ago. All SDs belonging to the TBSD family are 95% identical and have distinctive boundaries enriched in 7E OR genes, LTR-containing retriever users, and copies of the retriposed pseudogene UNC93B1. The phylogenetic relationships among the 7E OR genes have been studied by others, 29, revealing unique features, such as a high frequency of gene conversion with distant neighbors and evidence of inter- and intra-chromosomal duplication events. This pattern is distinct from the entire set of human SDs, of which 86% duplicated intrachromosomally, 32. Collectively, these data support the idea that the highly similar 7E OR gene clusters at the boundaries of TBSD family members may predispose to chromosome breakage and rearrangement. This likely reflects the history of the human chromosome. 4 page 16 inversion described here. Additional details about the TBSD family in primates can be found in additional files 4, 5, and 6. Our analyses also revealed a second SD, 60 kb in size, in the human genome containing OTT1 and TMEM128-like sequences, OTT1 and TEM128, respectively, figure 4 and 4b. Here, the boundaries lack the distinctive features of the TBSD family members. This small duplication most likely resulted from a typical duplication shadowing event, 30.31. Furthermore, oligonucleotide-based comparative genomic hybridization, ARAY-CGH, 30 confirmed that this duplicated segment is present in single copy in human and gorilla genomes but, interestingly, not in the chimpanzee or bonobo genomes. Additional file 3. This duplication pattern is inconsistent with the generally accepted human great ape phylogeny. Such a scenario may have arisen from a deletion event in the chimpanzee lineage, incomplete lineage sorting or, less likely, a recurrent duplication event in the human and gorilla lineages, 30. In the human genome, this 60 kb duplicon resides in the pericentromeric region of chromosome 2, figure 4b. Human OTT1 is 96% identical to OTT1 at the sequence level, but contains multiple stop codons and indels, for example, complete deletion of exon 4, it is thus unlikely to encode a functional protein. However, the promoter associated with OTT1 may still be active, as multiple truncated OTT1-ests exist in GenBank, grouped within unigene H's, 615,109. Evolutionary history of the USH1G OTT2 OTT3 locus invertebrates. The USH1G OTT2 OTT3 locus spans 40 kilobits in the mouse genome, figure 5a. The tandem genes OTT2, Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, page 6 of 18, a 27 kilobit, OTT1-3-5, Li, OTT1, ZFP509, TMEM 128, DRD5, chromosome 5, 38,600,000, B, SLC209, Li, 38,750,000, OTIP1-ER, ZFP509, TMEM 128, OTIP1-B, DRD5, scaffold 441, 350,000, SLC209, 150,000, CMSX1CYTL1STK32B, OTIP1 TMEM128 Li ZNF509D4S234ESTX18, D, MAN2B2CCDC96PSAPL1ABLIM2GPR17H3CY1ST83TC1S100PW4SORCS2HTRA3MRFAP1TADA2B LOC84731 4CPZ EFAP1ACX3USP17EVCCNOWFS1USP17CRMP1PPP2R2CTBC1D14CPZ ABLIM2MRFAP1L1USP17FLJ46401 81USP17KIA02322TBC1D14USP17ABLIM2GRPEL1USP17USP17 C4OF23DEFB131 C4OF6EVC2 JAKMIP1 chromosome 4 page 16 4,300,000 OTIP1 proximal duplicon gap 21q22.11 or FAM86 gene 9,500,000 OTIP1 distal duplicon RS447 megasatellite 16 page 13.3 4 page 16.3 OS UNP93B1BC042823 gap OTIP1 TMEM128, DRD5, 8 page 23.1, 16 page 13.3, 21q22.11, DEFB131 OS, USP17 cluster, 4 page 16.1, OR, UNP93B1 FAM86 gene, DRD5, Figure 1 genomic architecture of the OTIP1 locus invertebrates mouse genomic region encompassing OTIP1, the relative positions and transcriptional orientation of the indicator genes are drawn to scale, with the genomic structure of OTIP1 provided in greater detail. The identical organization of genes within the depicted genomic region is also found in orangutan, macaque, galago, rat, guinea pig, horse, cat, dog, armadillo, opossum, platypus, chicken, and stickleback. B. Extrapicalis genomic region encompassing OTIP1 genes. Note the presence of two paralogous OTIP1 genes, OTIP1A and OTIP1B, but otherwise the same general gene organization as in mouse. C. Human genomic region encompassing OTIP1 showing the inversion separating OTIP1 and DRD5. The 5MB inverted segment is flanked by large, highly similar SDs arranged in a palindromic fashion. The connecting blue lines indicate regions of paralogy between the proximal and distal duplicons. See also additional file 2 for additional pairwise homology information. The underlying structure of each duplicon containing region is depicted by colored vertical lines. Selected gene annotations from the UCSC Genome Browser RefSeq track are also shown. OTIP1, red. Genes residing in proximity to OTIP1 in panels, and, B, blue, genes within the RS447 megasatellite, green, and genes inverted in the human genome compared to species genomes, orange, D, fine structure of the SDs flanking OTIP1 and the RS447 megasatellite in the human genome. Each duplicon is a mosaic of smaller duplicated segments that are labeled and colored based on their ancestral cytogenetic band of origin. Sequencing gaps in the HG17 sequence assembly of the human genome are indicated with pink lines, while the gene content is annotated below each duplicon. Note the 7E or clusters residing at each duplicon boundary, black boxes, and palindromic configuration of the proximal and distal duplicans, Hurrell et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148-10-83-top. XTR, 2, page 2a, Otto, XTR Otto 2b, 0, HSA, GM 12004, PTR, Marcus, PTR, Cochise, PTR, Douglas, PTR, Katie, PTR, Veronica, PPY, PPY 9, PPY, PPY 6, PPY, Susie, MMU, MMU 2, XL, V, Ot Op 3 XTR Ot 382 100 Top 3 B 100 C XTR 03 Op Ot R XT, OG Do, 0.3, XL V NLO, Mus Otto Page 2 Homo O Top 2, Top 2 C XTR 0 10, 10, 0 4 66 1, 69 10, Page 3, O Ot Ot Op 3 Op 3, 0, M, G, 2SO mu, ho do, page 7 of 18, 73010, XTR ot, op, 1 1 op ot s mu homo ot at 1 dog ot op 1, 70, XTR o top 1b, figure 2 phylogeny of the otot family in amphibians, maximum likelihood phylogenetic tree based on the multi-sequence alignment of 19 otot proteins identified in amphibian, mouse, human, and dog. Proteins are labeled as XTR for extrapiculus, XLV for X levis, mus for mouse, homo for human, and dog for dog. Three distinct clades divide the otot family into three subfamilies, otot 1, otot 2, and otot 3, colored red, green, and blue, respectively. Amphibian otot 3 genes appear to have undergone additional gene duplication events, creating lineage-specific paralogs, designated A to C following the gene symbol. We have applied the same naming convention to the extrapiculus otot 1, otot 1a and otot 1b, and otot 2, otot 2a, otot 2b, and otot 2c, genes, although it is less clear if the duplication events giving rise to these multiple copies occurred in the amphibian lineage or are more ancient, with the genes then getting lost in the mammalian lineage. Branch labels are bootstrap values for 1,000 replicates, and otot 3 have the same orientation and are separated by a 2.4 kb intergenic region, while USH1G has the opposite transcriptional orientation. Based on analyses of mouse ests, otot 2-derived transcripts yield 3 alternatively spliced variants derived from the use of 4 non-coding first exons, 1A to 1D, as well as 2 internal splice sites in exon 1D and the non-coding portion of exon 2, figure 5A inset. The presence of exon 1A, 1B, or 1C in an otot 2-derived transcript is mutually exclusive of the others, while all transcripts share parts of exon 1D and the non-coding portion of exon 2. Consistent with its presence in all otot 2-derived splice forms, exon 1D is highly conserved among vertebrates. For example, mouse and opossum exon 1D are 60% identical at the nucleotide level, with highly conserved canonic donor and acceptor splice sites, and the exon's internal acceptor splice site is conserved across rodents, primates, carnivores, and ungulates. Exon 1C is well conserved among vertebrates, with the exception of mouse and rat, which have divergent sequences but a conserved splice donor site. Figure 3 inversion analysis of the genomic region encompassing otot 1, 3 color interface fish using probes WIBR2-1849E16, red, WIBR2-1416B12, blue, and WIBR2-1634L14, green, was used to determine the orientation of the otot 1 containing region in the human, HSA, chimpanzee, PTR, Marcus, Cochise, Douglas, Katie, and Veronica, orangutan, PPY, PPY 9, PPY 6, and SUSY, and MACOC, MMU, genomes. The inversion changes the order of the red and blue probes, mapping inside of the inversion, and their relative position with respect to the green probe, mapping outside of the inversion. Fish results show inversion of the region in human and chimpanzee with respect to orangutan and macaque. Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Page 8 of 18. A. A chromosome 4. Depth coverage 5 kb window, 0200, WGAC, CHR 16 page 13.3, CHR 21 Q22.11, 4,050,000, 4,100,000, 4,150,000, 4,200,000, CHR 4 page 16.3, 4,250,000, 4,300,000, 4,350,000, 1 HSA depth CVG, 200, 1B, 1C1D, 2, ATG, 400, 0, ATG, 1A, PTR depth CVG, 400, 0, 200, 5, PPY depth CVG, 3 feet otter 2, 400, 0, 200, MMU depth CVG, 3, duplican, 5, 400, 5, USH 1G OTT 1, 40 kilobits, TMEM 128, FAD 6B, OTT 1, 3 feet OTT 3, OTT 2, TMEM 128, C17 OFF 28, USH 1G, CDR 2L, OTT 3, duplican ancestry HG 17 CHR 4, chromosome 4, 4,030,600. Chromosome 4, 4,365,300, 115,150,000, Chromosome 11, 115,250,000, BOTT2BFAD6, OTT2A, 1, duplican ancestry HG17CHR2, OTT1TMEM128 Chromosome 2, 91,186,050, 100.0, 200.0, 300.0, 154,000, CFAD6, OTT2D, C17OF28, USH1GAR, Chromosome 2, 91,255,250. Finally, exons 1A and 1B show neither sequence nor donor splice site conservation among vertebrates except in mouse and rat, suggesting that these exons may be rodent-specific. Thus, USH1G is not adjacent to, but embedded within, the first intron of OTT2 in rodent genomes due to the presence of lineage-specific OTT2 untranslated exons. An identical repertoire of genes near the USH1G OTT2 OTT3 locus is present in 18 of the 25 genomes studied, including those encoding, 1, fatty acid desaturase domain family member 6, FAD6, nearest the 5 feet end of OTT2, and, 2, hypothetical protein, C17OF2, and cerebellodegeneration related protein 2 like, CDR21, nearest the 3 feet end of OTT3, figure 5A. The exceptions are platypus, for which we were unable to generate all, OTT3C, AC166,187, KB, figure 4 evolutionary analysis of the OTT1 proximal locus in the human genome, SDs in human, HSA, chimpanzee, PTR, orangutan, PPY, and macaque, MMU, genomes, as detected by excess of whole genome shotgun reads, depth of coverage. Note the evidence for a 60 kb human-specific SD containing OTT1-like and TMEM128-like sequences, that is, the region between the vertical red dashed lines, B, The genomic regions in chromosomes 4 and 2 were extracted from the human assembly HG17 and aligned with Miropeat's pertinent gene annotations and ancestral duplicon composition of each duplicon, obtained from duck masker are also shown. Newly identified OTIT1 and TMEM128 belong to a single duplication event located in the pericentromeric region of human chromosome 2. The red box represents an indel that has deleted exon 4 of OTIT1, C17OF28, OTIT2C, USH1G, 0.0, OTIT3B, OTIT3A, 25,945,000 OTIT2E, OTIT3D, 8,890,000, 25,970,000, unknown, OTIT2F, C17OF28, chromosome 11, CDR2L, USH1GC, USH1GB, 10,436,000. Figure 5 genomic architecture of the USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 locus invertebrates. A mouse genomic region encompassing the USH1G, OTIT2, and OTIT3 genes. The relative positions and transcriptional orientation of the indicator genes are drawn to scale, with the genomic structures of USH1G, OTIT2, and OTIT3 provided in greater detail. Note the red, orange, and purple lines that indicate how 3 known splice forms of mouse OTIT2 are derived from the use of 4 alternate non-coding exons, named 1A21D, and 2 internal splice donor sites in exons 1D and 2. The identical organization of genes within the depicted genomic region is also in found human, chimpanzee, orangutan, macaque, marmoset, galago, rat, guinea pig, horse, cow, cat, dog, armadillo, opossum, and chicken. B. Extrapicalis genomic region encompassing the USH1G, OTIT2, and OTIT3 genes. Note the presence of 3 paralogous genes for both OTIT2 and OTIT3. For details about the phylogenetic relationships of the OTIT genes in amphibian and selected vertebrates, see Figure 2. C. Stickleback genomic regions containing the USH1G, OTIT2, and OTIT3 genes showing a complex duplication and rearrangement pattern. See text for details. Recover a sequence for this genomic region, and Xenopus and the 5 fish lineages, all of which have notably different structures for this genomic region. The USH1G OTIT2 OTIT3 locus is markedly different in frog and fish lineages compared to the other vertebrates. Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Studied. Specifically, the extrapicalis genome contains only 1 copy of the USH1G gene, similar to other vertebrate genomes, but OTIT2 and OTIT3 are uniquely expanded into a cluster of 6 paralogous genes, Figure 5b. A maximum likelihood, ML, unrooted tree that includes all known amphibian, mouse, human, and dog OTIT sequences is shown in Figure 2. 3 well-supported clades representing the OTIT1, OTIT2, and OTIT3 subfamilies, labeled in red, green, and blue, respectively are seen, indicating that the genome of the last common ancestor of placental mammals and amphibians, 360 million years ago, had at least 3 OTIT paralogs. Determining the timing of the OTIT duplication events is difficult. The tree in Figure 2 suggests that the ancestry of OTIT1 and OTIT2 encoding genes may have been shaped by a combination of ancient duplication events and mammalian-specific gene loss. Alternatively, our tree may be thrown off by to the asymmetric evolutionary rates of daughter genes following duplication and divergence with the duplicate that retains the ancestral function evolving more slowly than the other. S. See discussion in Lerax et al. 33, including additional ex levis OTIT1 and OTIT2 sequences, if they exist and are found in the future, may help break longer branches and clarify these relationships. On the other hand, the OTIT3 scenario seems to be more clearly a result of amphibian-specific duplication. Furthermore, the topology of the 2X Leavis OTTIP 3-like sequences, NLO, 20, and this study suggests that at least one of the OTTIP 3 duplication events occurred prior to the last common ancestor of X. Leavis and X. tropicalis. Notably, NLO is expressed within the non-neural ectoderm surrounding the anterior neural plate of X. Leavis embryos, at tailbid stages. NLO is expressed in the dorsolateral region of the otic vesicle, which later gives rise to the gravity organs. Given the phylogenetic relationship of NLO and OTTIP 3 as well as the apparent role of amphibian NLO, mouse OTTIP 1, and zebrafish OTTIP 1 in the development of the vestibular system, it seems possible that the ancestral OTTIP gene was involved in vestibular system development. We examined whole genome sequence assemblies for 5 fish species, zebrafish, Deinorhynchus, Tetraodon, Tetraodon nigriviridis, Fugu, Tachyphugu rubripes, Stickleback, Gasterosteus aculeatus, and Medica, or Rhizeus latipes. We emphasize our analyses of the Stickleback genome in Figure 5c because its whole genome sequence assembly included the best coverage of the USH1G OTTIP2 OTTIP3 locus among fish, consistent with the whole genome duplication that occurred in teleost fish lineage subsequent to its divergence from mammalian ancestors 230 million years ago. 34. The USH1G OTTIP2 OTTIP3 locus occupies 2 locations in the Stickleback genome. Page 9 of 18. One segment, not assigned to a chromosome, CHRUN, 25,945,000-25,970,000, shows conserved syntony with other vertebrate genomes, with FAD6, USH1GAR, OTTIP2, and C17 of 28 similarly ordered and oriented, but no OTTIP3, see figure 5c. The other segment, residing on chromosome 11, appears to result from duplication and rearrangement events, yielding broken syntony among the genes, figure 5c. This region is not fully characterized, but in the Stickleback whole genome assembly it contains at least 2 OTTIP2 related genes, OTTIP2D and OTTIP2E, 1 OTTIP3 related gene, OTTIP3D, and 2 copies of USH1G, USH1GB and USH1GC. Note that USH1GAR and USH1GB, but no USH1GC, have remained close to OTTIP related sequences. A total of 15 USH1 genes were annotated in the whole genome sequence assemblies of the 5 fish. For the complete listing and coordinates of all fish USH1 genes, see additional files 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Multi-species comparisons of the predicted protein sequences revealed that the defining architectural features of USH1G in placental mammals, that is, 3 ankyrin domains and a SAM domain, are highly conserved in the 3 fish USH1G paralogs, with most sequence variation residing within the central region of the protein of unknown function, additional file 12. Conserved non-coding sequences within the USH1G OTTIP2 OTTIP3 locus. We next set out to identify conserved non-coding sequences of potential functional relevance within the 40 kb USH1G OTTIP2 OTTIP3 locus. We analyzed the high-quality sequences generated from galago, dog, armadillo, cow, and hedgehog in conjunction with the orthologous mouse and human sequences from the UCSC genome browser. The X. tropicalis sequence was not included in this analysis because its unique OTTIP family expansion complicates the alignment of non-coding sequences with other species sequences. Exact plus, 35, was used to identify multi-species conserved sequences, MCSs, within the multi-sequence alignments. MCSs overlapping known coding sequences were removed, thereby enriching conserved non-coding sequences. The resulting set of 67 non-coding MCSs, from 7-31 BP long and averaging 12 BP, together span 806 BP, 2%, of the analyzed interval. To assess Exact Plus performance, we compared its output with data from the FastCons conserved elements, 30-way vertebrate multis alignment track on the UCSC Human Genome Browser. This track depicts the top 5% most conserved MCSs based on FastConZ analyses of 30 vertebrate genome sequences, 36, roughly 350 BP of non-coding sequence were identified by both ExactPlus and FastConZ, accounting for 0.8% of the analyzed 40 KB interval. The first intron of USH1G, in particular, appears to contain a set of Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, page 10 of 18. Regulatory sequences with characteristics that are well conserved among vertebrates, a uniform intron size of 2.2 kb, virtual absence of repetitive elements across species, and richer in highly conserved non-coding elements than the surrounding genomic regions, see additional file 13 for the complete listing and coordinates of non-coding MCSs identified by ExactPlus and FastConZ. An open question is whether there are non-coding sequences in and around the USH1 OTR2 locus that act as functional boundaries either to insulate these genes from each other or to orchestrate their regulation. Chromatin immunoprecipitation sequencing, ChIP-seq, combines chromatin immunoprecipitation of a DNA-binding protein with high-throughput DNA sequencing and ACTCF1 mapping of the sequence tags to a reference genome. An obvious candidate for organizing chromatin domains is the mammalian insulator CTCF. We thus mined data from in vivo genome-wide ChIP-seq studies in human and mouse ES cells for CTCF sequence tags that map to the USH1G OTR2 locus, Duke UNP UT Austin EBN code group, http://genome-test.cse.ucsc.edu, and Chen et al., 37, respectively. Four putative CTCF binding sites, figure 6a, were found with the following species-specific occupancies: CTCF1, located at the 3 feet end of USH1G, and CTCF4, within exon 6 of OTR2, mouse-specific, CTCF2, within exon 2 of USH1G, human-specific, and CTCF3, in between USH1 and OTR2, occupied in mouse and human ES cells. Notably, the binding of CTCF to CTCF3 has been replicated in CTCF2, CTCF3, CTCF4, mouse E14 human H1 HESC human CD4 plus T human HRE human BJ human HUVEC human SEEK human NHEK 10 kilobits 115,175,000, scale CHR11, BCDE, OTR2. 115,180,000, 115,185,000, USH1G, CPG Islands MCSs ExactPlus, F, CTCF1, CTCF2, placental mammals, consensus medoc, consensus hyoc, CTCF3, CTCF4, placental mammals, consensus high oc, consensus low oc, figure 6 CTCF binding sites within the USH1 OTR2 locus, the coordinates of the depicted genomic region in the mouse genome, assembly NCBIMM9RCHR11, 115,168,200-115,193,650, position of mapped sequence reads from ChIP-seq studies using an anti-CTCF antibody and the following cells. Mouse E14 ES cell line, 37, human H1 HESC ES cell line, Duke UNP UT Austin EBN code group, HTTP, genome test CSEARCSKDU, resting human CD4 plus T cells, 38, and 5 non-cancerous, karyotypically normal human cell lines, HRE, human renal epithelial cells, BJ, skin fibroblasts, HUVEC, human umbilical vein endothelial cells, SEEK, small airway epithelial cells, and NHEK, normal human epidermal keratinocytes, Duke UNT UT Austin EBN code group. For display purposes, the coordinates of the human CTCF binding fragments CTCF2 and CTCF3 are presented based on the coordinates in the mouse genome. Based on these data, 4 CTCF binding sites, CTCF1 to CTCF4, were identified with the following species-specific occupancy, CTCF1 and CTCF4, mouse-specific, CTCF2, human-specific, and CTCF3, both mouse and human. The mouse USHD1 and OTT2 gene structures, B, and CpG island content, C, were derived from the RefSeq and CpG island tracks of the UCSC genome browser, blue and green boxes, respectively. Black boxes represent non-coding MCSs identified by both ExactPlus and FastaCons, D, or ExactPlus only, E, respectively. The open red boxes highlight the position of the CTCF binding motifs, F, sequence logos for CTCF1 to CTCF4 graphically represent the multi-sequence alignment at the CTCF binding sites in placental mammals. The height of each symbol reflects the relative frequency of that nucleotide at that position, indicates that hominoid sequences were not considered for the logo generation of CTCF1 due to lack of motif conservation, that is, hominoid specific deletion of base 9. Consensus logo motifs for low, medium, and high occupancy CTCF binding sites, low oc, mid oc and high oc, respectively are also shown. These classes are based on the degree to which the CTCF binding sites match the known CTCF binding motif and the densities of sequence reads mapped at the binding sites, 40.41. Hurrell et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. All available genome-wide ChIP-seq studies, including resting human CD4 plus T cells, 38, 5 differentiated non-cancerous, karyotypically normal human cell lines, figure 6A, and a number of immortalized human cancer cell lines, 39, and http://genome.testcse.edu, data not shown. In silico analyses confirmed consensus CTCF binding motifs within the sequence of all 4 CTCF binding locations, figure 6F, 40. Typical CTCF binding sites are 20 BP long, with 2 conserved cores, one spanning bases 4-8 and the other bases 10-18, figure 6F. Furthermore, CTCF binding sites can be grouped into low, medium, and high occupancy sites, low oc, mid oc, and high oc, respectively, depending upon how closely they match the consensus CTCF binding motif and the reported density of map tags. Each class has statistically divergent features, suggesting distinct functional roles, 41. CTCF3 contains a high oc binding site that is highly conserved across placental mammals. Statistically, high oc sites tend to be more conserved than their flanking regions, are ubiquitously bound by CTCF, and act as chromatin barriers less often than low oc sites. However, paradoxically, they have a greater tendency to delimit domains of co-regulator genes. 41 On the other hand, CTCF2, not occupied in mouse ES cells and some differentiated human cell lines, contains a low oc motif. Low oc binding motifs demonstrate greater conservation in their flanking regions compared to high oc sites, and tend to be cell-specific, with CTCF binding being more variable between cell types than at high oc sites. Low oc sites have been proposed to play a role in establishing chromatin barriers. Neither CTCF2 nor CTCF3 binding motifs are conserved in non-placental vertebrates, data not shown. CTCF1 and CTCF4 are only occupied in mouse ES cells. Of note, the spacing of the cores within the CTCF1 motif was uniquely lost in human, chimpanzee, and gorilla due to the deletion of spacer base 9, otherwise the binding motif is conserved in placental mammals. Also, CTCF4 contains a strong CTCF binding site, 5 feet gagactcat, in the mouse genome, although the binding motif is biased towards less commonly reported bases, for example, an almost fixed T in position 10, instead of an A, in other placental mammals. Discussion in this study, we used comparative genome sequencing and cytogenetics to examine the evolutionary history and the genomic context of 3 otter genes in 25 evolutionarily diverse vertebrate species. We also extended our evolutionary studies to the USH1G deafness gene because of the tight head-to-tail physical clustering of USH1G with OTTR2 and OTTR3 in vertebrate genomes, page 11 of 18, and because mutations in OTTR1 and USH1G result in inner ear phenotypes in vertebrates. Based on our analyses, we conclude that the evolution of the OTTR family in hominoids, amphibians, and rodents significantly departs from that of most vertebrate genomes, as does the evolution of USH1G in the teleostei fish lineages. The most striking difference found between hominoid species and other vertebrates is that the OTTR1 locus is flanked by a large SD of high complexity and sequence identity, belonging to the TBSD family, and arranged in an inverted orientation. Furthermore, OTTR1 sits only 3 kilobits away from the OTTR1 proximal inversion boundary. Thus, the immediate genomic context of human OTTR1 differs significantly from that of mouse and zebrafish, the only other vertebrates in which OTTR1 has been closely studied, 4.10. Therefore, information on regulation of mouse and zebrafish OTTR1 may not accurately reflect human OTTR1 regulation, and or OTTR1 developmental and biochemical function, S, in mouse and fish may be represented by another OTTR gene in humans. Using cytogenetic and comparative genomic approaches, we examined the evolutionary history of the hominoid OTTR1 locus, including the flanking TBSD duplicans. Our findings indicate that the TBSD family emerged at some point after the divergence of the human, chimpanzee, and orangutan common ancestor from the macaque lineage 12-16 million years ago, and later underwent significant expansion, perhaps within the common ancestor of the great apes. Further, these SDs contribute to plasticity and instability in multiple regions of the genome. 26 on human chromosome 4 page 16 we describe a large 5 MB, inversion polymorphism flanked by palindromic TBSD sequences with OTTR1 as the boundary gene. This polymorphic arrangement, occurring in 1 in 8 individuals of the Caucasian population, likely originated in the common human chimpanzee lineage prior to 6 million years ago. Our studies, combined with others, 42, have yielded a predicted timeline of genomic events affecting human chromosome loci 4 page 16 and 8 page 23 that have contributed to the structural complexity and genomic instability of the OTTR1 locus in humans. This timeline highlights interesting evolutionary parallels between these two regions. The macaque and mouse genomes are orthologous across the OTTR1 locus, meaning that OTTR1 and DRD5 are tightly linked, with no evidence for the presence of 7E or gene clusters, complex SDs, or RS-447 microsatellite sequences. RS-447 sequences are, however, present in the macaque region orthologous to human chromosome 8 page 23. In orangutan, clusters of 7E or and RS-447 sequences reside close to each other in both regions, yet there is no evidence for complex mosaic duplications or inversions in either location. Chimpanzee and bonobo show increased copy number of the Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. RS-447 megasatellite on chromosome 4 page 16, as deduced by array CGH, see additional file 3, and evidence for significant expansion of the TBSD family across a number of chromosomes. Furthermore, inversion polymorphisms of similar size, 5 MB, have been reported on chromosomes 8 page 23 and 4 page 16 in humans and chimpanzees. The mechanism underlying such genomic rearrangements is not completely clear. One possible scenario is that flanking clusters of SDs triggered the inversions via a non-allelic homologous recombination event, 42, and present study. Alternatively, rather than rearrangements being mediated by the duplications themselves, the inversions could have helped to create the complex segmental duplication architecture present at their breakpoints, 43. Whatever the causal mechanism, the frequency of 8 page 23 and 4 page 16 inversion polymorphisms is relatively high in the human population, oftentimes with serious consequences for double heterozygotes. Specifically, mothers who are double heterozygotes for the inversion polymorphisms on chromosomes 4 page 16 and 8 page 23 are prone to recurrent de novo T, 4, 8, page 16, page 23, translocations through unusual meiotic exchanges, resulting in offspring with Wolff-Hirschhorn syndrome. The phenotype of patients with this syndrome consists of mental retardation and an array of developmental defects, often including hypotonia, decreased muscle tone, 15.44, 45. It is conceivable that individuals broadly labeled hypotonic might also suffer from vestibular dysfunction, which could go undiagnosed because it is often not clinically assessed. It would thus be interesting to study Wolff-Hirschhorn syndrome patients with balanced T, 4, 8, page 16, page 23, translocations in search of individuals with disrupted or dysregulated OTIP1, via OTIP1 copy number changes, formation of OTIP1 chimeras, or altered OTIP1 position. The resulting physiological consequences could include complete abrogation of OTIP1 function, haploinsufficiency, elevated OTIP1 expression, or creation of a fusion protein with a dominant negative effect or novel gain of function, 46. Any of which would contribute to our understanding of the role of OTIP1 in human development. Extrapicalis is the other vertebrate in which we found significant differences in genomic organization of the OTIP family. Specifically, the extrapicalis genome contains multiple paralogs for each OTIP gene. We have determined that amphibian NLO has a phylogenetic relationship to OTIP3-like genes. Both NLO and OTIP1 are apparently involved in the development of the vestibular system in amphibians and placental mammals, respectively, suggesting that multiple OTIP genes may have roles in vestibular system development. Studying the degree of subfunctionalization of OTIP paralogs in X page 12 of 18, Tropicalis may help to define the unique functions attributable to each paralog. Amphibians and other vertebrates share similar auditory and vestibular physiology, with their vestibular organs particularly well conserved in position, structure, and function, 47. However, a striking difference is the unusual calcium carbonate crystalline forms of amphibian otoconia. The general trend during vertebrate evolution has been a replacement of otoconial vaterite and aragonite crystals by calcite, a calcium carbonate crystal polymorph of increased stability, 48. Such a trend correlates with the transition of vertebrates from aquatic to terrestrial life. Chondrostei fish have vaterite and or aragonite crystals, teleostean fish only have aragonitic otoliths, and both mammalian and avian otoconia consist exclusively of calcite crystals. During vertebrate evolution, calcitic otoconia appeared for the first time in the amphibian inner ear, yielding an intriguing intermediate situation with two crystalline forms, calcite in the utricle and aragonite in the saccule, lagina, and endolymphatic sac, 49-52. The structural variation of otoconia among vertebrates is thought to result from different properties of their scaffold proteins. However, the main scaffold protein in amphibians, Otoconin 22, ARP 22, is produced in most portions of the developing inner ear, that is, saccule, crista ampullaris, endolymphatic sac, and utricule, 51. making it unclear how two entirely different crystalline forms of otoconia are regionally specified during amphibian development. Therefore, additional factors unique to either the utricule, with calcitic otoconia, or saccule, with aragonitic otoconia, likely lead to distinct regional nucleation and crystal growth during otoconial formation in amphibians. Reverse genetic screens that might clarify the peculiarities of otoconial formation in amphibians have been impossible to undertake because animal models with clean, non-syndromic balance phenotypes are generally very rare. 4. To the point that frog mutants with complete otoconial agenesis have yet to be described. In this regard, a candidate gene approach involving targeted disruption of otit genes in extrapycalus, individually or in combinations, could help discern whether different otit paralogs have acquired discrete functions contributing to the regional differences in otoconial formation. Such a study could be performed using morpholinus, which have been successfully used to specifically examine the role of OTIT1 in vestibular system development in zebrafish, 7, and general otic vesicle development in Xenopus, 53. Of the 16,000 deaf-blind persons in the United States, more than half are believed to have Usher syndrome, USH, a combination of progressive retinopathy and congenital hearing loss. USH type I is especially devastating because of its early onset and extreme phenotype of Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Profound congenital deafness with unintelligible speech, retinitis pigmentosa within the first decade of life, and vestibular dysfunction. USHIG is one of 5 USH type 1 causative genes identified to date. Those include the genes encoding the molecular motor myosin via, MYO7A, USH1B, 2 cell adhesion cadherin proteins, cadherin 23, CDH23, USH1D, and protocadherin 15, PCDH15, USH1F, and 2 scaffold proteins, harmonin, harmonin, USH1C, and USH1G, USH1G, USH1G. These proteins are involved in a protein network or interactome within sensory cells of the eye and inner ear. 54. Our evolutionary studies of USH1G in vertebrates revealed a unique expansion of this gene family to include 3 members in all 5 fish species studied. A number of zebrafish models of USH have been described, including Mariner, MYO7A, 55, Sputnik, CDH23, 56, and Orbiter PCDH15A, 57. Our efforts have revealed that multiple copies of MYO7A, CDH23, PCDH15, and USH1G are present in fish genomes, 2, 2, 2, and 3 copies, respectively, data not shown. Interestingly, there is evidence that the USH interactome may be more complex in fish than in other vertebrates. 57. Specifically, the 2 PCDH15 orthologs in zebrafish have distinct functions in hearing and vision. PCDH15A is required for normal auditory and vestibular function, while PCDH15B is required for normal photoreceptor outer segment organization and retinal function. Because USH1G is a scaffold protein, the presence of 3 USH1G genes in fish may affect the fish-USH interactome, and consequently eye and inner ear development, differently than in humans. Such differences should be considered when using fish systems as general models for vertebrate ear physiology. Functional studies that shed light on the cis regulatory elements and fine genomic architecture of the USH1G OTIT2 locus are needed to establish the mechanisms underlying the lineage-specific differences in USH1G function. For instance, like human USH1G patients, the USH1G defective mouse model JAIS is profoundly deaf with vestibular dysfunction. However, unlike human USH1G patients, it does not have abnormal retinal phenotype. 58. It is notable that the transcriptional boundaries between USH1G and OTIT2 are indistinct in rodent genomes due to the presence of 2 rodent-specific OTIT2, 5 feet untranslated exons that cause USH1G to overlap with, or be embedded within, the OTT2 transcriptional unit. The effect of this configuration on the expression of these two genes is not known. CTCF is a zinc finger transcriptional repressor that serves an insulator function to limit the spread of heterochromatin. It can also operate as a transcriptional activator, regulate nuclear localization, and participate in the control of imprinting. 59. The first intron of USH1G contains an extensive number of evolutionarily, page 13 of 18, conserved sequences and is bracketed by two putative CTCF binding sites, CTCF2 and CTCF3. As a caveat, the predicted CTCF binding sites are based on positional information of sequence reads in CHIP-seq studies and need to be further validated. Nonetheless, we suggest that the high arc CTCF3 site between USH1G and OTT2 may be ubiquitously bound by CTCF in mouse and human, while CTCF1, CTCF2, and CTCF4 may participate in gene expression regulation in a cell and or species specific fashion. Further functional characterization of CTCF1 to CTCF4 will be pivotal for determining whether USH1G and OTT are functionally insulated or participate in common developmental pathways. Conclusions: distinct evolutionary events have affected the OTT and USH1G genes in vertebrate genomes, particularly in humans and commonly used animal models, specifically, mouse, fish, and xenopus. The lineage-specific evolutionary history of these genes may therefore limit the functional information that can be inferred from animal studies. In this regard, our findings should help guide the choice of which animal system to use when investigating OTT and USH1G function. For example, subfunctionalization of the OTT paralogs in amphibians may make Extrapycalus an appropriate model for exploring the organization, function, and regulation of OTT genes and their role in inner ear development in vertebrates. And fish may be an effective vertebrate model for discriminating the different functions of USH1G, perhaps offering the ability to define the unique functions in inner ear and eye development attributable to each paralog. We also suggest that humans with chromosome 4 page 16 rearrangements should be studied for altered OTT1 function, which may clarify this gene's role in human development. This study also establishes a framework for defining whether and how USH1G and OTT participate in common developmental pathways. Future studies will focus on functional validation of the highly conserved non-coding sequences that were identified in the USH1G OTT locus, including 4 putative CTCF binding sites that likely play a role in orchestrating gene expression at this locus. Methods: generation of comparative sequence data sets. We assimilated a 25-species comparative sequence data set for studying the OTT1 and USH1G OTT2 OTT3 loci. Species are listed in Table 1. For 7 species, we generated the sequence by targeted mapping and sequencing. Briefly, back clones were isolated from the following libraries: http://backpack.cori.org for details, as described, 22.23, Galago, Ptolemagonetii, Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Cori 256, Dog, Canis familiaris, RPCI 81, Cow, Bos taurus, Cori 240, Armadillo dasypus novum cinctus, VMRC 5, Hedgehog, Atelerix albiventris, LB4, Frog, Xenopus tropicalis, Cori 216, and Platypus, Ornithorhynchus anatinus, Cori 236. Each library was screened using pooled sets of oligonucleotide-based hybridization probes designed from the established reference sequence of the genomic regions encompassing the mouse OTT1 or USH1G OTT2 OTT3 loci, NCBI 37, CHR 5, 38602-38894000CHR11. 115128000-115293000, respectively. After isolation and mapping, 25 BACs were selected and subjected to shotgun sequencing and sequence finishing, as previously described, 24. Ultimately, we generated the orthologous sequence of the 1, Otot 1 locus in Galago, Dog, Armadillo, and Platypus, and the 2, Ush 1 G Otot 2 Otot 3 locus in Galago, Dog, Armadillo, Cow, Hedgehog, and Frog, see Table 2. For each species and locus, a single non-redundant sequence was generated with the individual BAC sequences, that is, a multi-BAC sequence assembly, using the program TPF processor, http://www.ncbi.nlm.gov/projects/zusec. The resulting assemblies were manually verified and submitted to GenBank, DP000186-DP000190, GenBank, DP000192, GenBank, DP000198, and GenBank, DP000200-DP000202, Table 2. For the remaining species, and to capture data not derived from our targeted sequencing efforts, we retrieve the orthologous sequences from whole genome sequence assemblies available on the UCSC Genome Browser, 60, cgenome.arcsg.edu. Identifying the sequences of interest within these assemblies was generally straightforward. One exception involved the detection of a transcribed pseudogene, OTT1, located in the pericentromeric region of human chromosome 2, NCBI Human Genome Sequence Build 35, CHR2, 91186050-91237900. This region was not included in our data set and was identified by BLAST, 61, analysis using OTT1 as a query. Our collective efforts yielded the sequences of both genomic regions from nearly all of the 25 vertebrates listed in Table 1. In addition to the data reported here, 22 additional low coverage, two-fold redundancy, vertebrate whole genome sequence assemblies were examined. At the level of resolution offered by these sequences, no new instances of lineage-specific evolutionary events affecting the OTP and USH1G families were detected, data not shown. Sequence annotations, alignments, and comparisons. The assembled BAC sequences were annotated for gene content based on alignments to human RefSeq MNAR, or species-specific MNAR, if available, sequences using SPIDA, http://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/spiday, and BLAST, 61. Known repetitive sequences were detected by page 14 of 18. Repeat masker, http://www.repeatmasker.org, using appropriate repeat libraries for each species. In addition, sequin, http://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/sequin, was used to import and confirm all annotations, including verifying splice site consensus sequences, exon structure, and predicted protein sequences. Pairwise and multi-species sequence comparisons were performed using multi-PIPMaker, 62, first using the mouse sequence and then the human sequence as the reference. Multi-species alignments of nucleotide or deduced protein sequences were refined with sequence alignment editor SEAL, http://evolve.zoo.ox.ac.uk. Sequence logos for CTCF1 to CTCF4 were based on multi-species sequence alignments in placental mammals, as prepared with WED logo V2, 8, 2, http://widblogo.barclay.edu/, All data associated with these analyses are available in GenBank or in the form of UCSC custom trackbed files, see additional files 1, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11. The program Miropeats, 63, was used to align genome sequence assemblies, to determine the length, location, and relative orientations of the segmental duplications, see HG17 versus HG19, additional file 5, and OTIP 1, containing region in CHR4 versus OTIP 1 containing region in CHR2, figure 4b, and to display such DNA sequence similarity information graphically. The order and orientation of mosaic duplicons within complex duplication blocks was delineated with DuckMasker, 28, with customized Perl scripts. Tree color interface FISH analyses. Interface nuclei were prepared from lymphoblast cell lines from human and 3 primate outgrowth species as follows: human cell line GM12004, choroidal cell repository, Camden, NJ, chimpanzees Marcus, Cochise, Douglas, Katie, and Veronica. Unknown source, samples donated by Dr. Mariano Rocchi and Dr. Mario Ventura, Macaque MMU2, Macaque mulatta, sample donated by Dr. Mariano Rocchi and Dr. Mario Ventura, and orangutan cell line PR01109, Susie, choroidal cell repository, Camden, NJ, and individuals PPY9 and PPY6, unknown source, samples donated by Dr. Mariano Rocchi and Dr. Mario Ventura. FISH analyses were performed using FISMID's WIBR2-1849E16, WIBR2-1416B12, and WIBR2-1634L14, which were labeled by NIC translation with Psi3DUTP, Perkin-Elmer, Psi5DUTP, Perkin-Elmer, and Fluorescein-DUTP, ENZO, respectively, as generally described by Lichter et al., 25. Briefly, 300 ng of labeled probe were used, hybridizations were performed at 37 degrees C in 2x SSC, 50%, VV, formamide, 10%, WV, dextran sulfate, and 3 grams sonicated salmon sperm DNA in a volume of 10 liters. Post-hybridization washing was performed at 60 degrees C in 0.1x SSC, 3 times, high stringency, and nuclei were simultaneously DAPI stained. Digital images were obtained using a Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Leica DMRX-A2 epifluorescence microscope equipped with a cooled CCD camera, Princeton Instruments, DAPI, Psi3, Psi5, and fluorescein fluorescence signals, each detected with specific filters, were recorded separately as grayscale images. Pseudocoloring and merging of images were performed using Adobe Photoshop software. A minimum of 50 interface cells were analyzed for each hybridization. Detection of SDs. SDs in genomic regions of interest were identified by 2 analytical approaches, assembly-dependent, whole genome assembly comparison, or WGAC, and assembly-independent, whole genome shotgun sequence detection or WSSD, 64. WGAC is a self-self blast-based strategy optimized to provide pairwise relationships among the SDs within one species. WSSD detects SDs as sequences with overrepresented depth of coverage in randomly selected sequences from a human and non-human whole genome sequence assembly, using the human sequence assembly as a reference. Inferences can thus be made about the duplication status in different primates. 30. The duplicate content analysis was based on the study by Zhang et al., 28, in which the evolutionary history of every duplicate of the human genome was reconstructed with a Debruggen algorithm using macaque as an outgrowth. Detection of multi-species conserved sequences. Multi-species conserved sequences, MCSs, were detected across the 40 kb H1G OTT2 OTT3 locus using exact plus 35 http://research.nhgri.ni.gov/projects/exact+/. Briefly, a line-by-line multi-pip maker alignment was generated with the high-quality genomic sequence from Galago, dog, armadillo, cow, and hedgehog, along with the mouse, build 37, CHR11, 115,168,000-115,209,000, and human, HG17, CHR17, 70,408,200-70,458,400, orthologous sequences from the UCSC genome browser, conservation parameters, designated as 7, 5, 4, were set such that exact plus would scan the multi-pip maker alignment, act, file and find blocks of bases, or seeds, where a minimum of 5 species had identical sequences for 7 bases. A subsequent base-by-base extension step in either direction was allowed on condition that each extended base was identical in a minimum of 4 species. Detected MCSs that coincided with UCSC genome browser gene annotations, gene predictions, mouse MNARs, or spliced mouse ESTs were removed to enrich for non-coding MCSs. Subsequently, we intersected the exact plus detected MCSs with MCSs represented on the FASTCON's conserved elements, 30-way vertebrate multis alignment track in the UCSC genome browser, FASTCON's element 30-way, HTTP, genomearchs.edu. This track displays conserved sequences detected in alignments of 30 vertebrate sequences using FASTCONs from the FAST package, page 15 of 18, 36. Note that the FASTCONs element 30-way default parameters are tuned to detect the top 5% most conserved sequences in the genome. The intersection of the two datasets revealed 24 shared non-coding MCSs, accounting for 0.8% of the analyzed sequence. These 24 are considered the most conserved non-coding MCSs across this 40 kb genomic region. Comprehensive listings of the exact plus identified MCSs and their intersection with FASTCON's element 30-way are available in additional file 13. Phylogenic tree generation. A comprehensive phylogeny of the ODP family in vertebrates and invertebrates has been described elsewhere 12. Here, we specifically examined the phylogenetic relationships between the multiple amphibian OTT genes with respect to the set of three subfamilies, OTT1, minus 2, and minus 3, typically found in other vertebrates. In Extrapicalis, the OTT family consists of 8 genes, as determined by a combination of targeted back sequencing and database searches. Specifically, 6 genes were identified and annotated in back AC166187, which was specifically isolated and sequenced for this study, and 2 genes were identified and annotated in Extrapicalis scaffold 441, genomearchs.edu. See additional file 1 for OTT1A and OTT1B coordinates in the Extrapicalis assembly. 13 identified Extrapicalis ESTs and a full-length CNAR were used to verify the OTT gene annotations, GenBank, CX926385, OTT1A, GenBank, DN050494, non-spliced OTT2A, GenBank, DN023283, OTT2B, GenBank, EL816442, OTT2C, GenBank, DN086801, BX774194, EL846279, DN086800 and CR448138, OTT3B, GenBank, EL846278, BX774945, AL858287 and AL886472, OTT3C, and, GenBank, BC 155,406, full-length OTIP 3B. For X. levis, only a partial gene complement could be identified by literature and database searches, including one estate, GenBank, EB 479,546, OTIP 3A, and a full-length GNA, NLO, 20. Also three partial NLO ests were identified, GenBank, EB 479,546, BJ 065669 and BJ 077411. A multispecies protein sequence alignment was created that included all known amphibian, mouse, human, and dog OTIP sequences. OTIP proteins contain 12 transmembrane domains, 12, for these analyses, the entire intracellular domain and four loops, L5, L6, L8, and L10, were removed from the multi-sequence alignment because of their highly variable length across phyla. The resulting alignment was analyzed using RaxML with a JTT mixed model of amino acid substitution to generate the maximum likelihood, ML, tree. Of the 10 inferences generated from 10 distinct randomized maximum parsimony MP starting trees, 4 of the resulting phylogenetic trees produced a maximum likelihood value of -8429.55674. The resulting tree was drawn with fig tree, http://tree.bio.ed.ac.uk/software/fig-tree/Hurrell et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. Additional material. Additional file 1, UCSC custom track bed file, Xenopus tropicalis otit 1b, Xenopus tropicalis otit 1a. Additional file 2, table S1. Pairwise alignment between the proximal and distal segmental duplications flanking human cytogenetic band 4, page 16.1, page 16.3. Additional file 3, figure S1. Comparative genomic architecture of the chromosome 4, page 16.3 region. Additional file 4, segmental duplication content of the OTIP 1 proximal and distal regions in the H17 and H19 human genome sequence assemblies. Orthologous conservation of the TBSD family in the primate genomes. Additional file 5, figure S2. Segmental duplication content of the OTIP 1 proximal and OTIP 1 distal regions in the HG17 and HG19 genome assemblies. Additional file 6, figure S3. Distribution of the TBSD segmental duplication family across the human genome. Additional file 7, UCSC custom track bed file, Gasterosteus aculeatus sansa, Gasterosteus aculeatus sansp, Gasterosteus aculeatus sansk. Additional file 8, UCSC custom track bed file, Tetraodon nigriviridis sansa, Tetraodon nigriviridis sansp, Tetraodon nigriviridis sansk. Additional file 9, UCSC custom track bed file, Oryzeus latipes sansa, Oryzeus latipes sansab, Oryzeus latipes sansak. Additional file 10, UCSC custom track bed file, Tachyphugu rubripe sansa, Tachyphugu rubripe sansp, Tachyphugu rubripe sansk. Additional file 11, UCSC custom track bed file, Deinorhyreo sansp, Deinorhyreo sansk. Additional file 12, figure S4. Comparative analysis of the USH1G proteins in 5 fish species. Additional file 13, UCSC custom track bed file, exact plus 7, 5, 4 MCSs, exact plus 7, 5, 4 overlaps fastcons element 30 way MCSs. List of abbreviations, USH, Usher's syndrome, USH1G, also SANS, USH subtype 1G gene, SAM, sterile alpha motif domain, OTIP, atopatrin, ODP, atopatrin domain protein, NLO, neural crest lateral otic vesicle localization gene, ZFP509, zinc finger protein 509, LI, LI1 antibody reactive clone, TMEM-128, transmembrane protein 128, DRD5, dopamine receptor 5, SLC2A9, facilitated glucose transporter member 9, or, olfactory receptor, SD, segmental duplication, TBSD, tumor break-prone segmental duplication, USP17, ubiquitinating enzyme gene, FAD6, fatty acid desaturase domain family member 6, C17ORF2, hypothetical protein, CDR21, cerebellar degeneration relapse protein 2-like, BAC, bacterial artificial chromosome clone, FISH, fluorescence in situ hybridization, CTCF, CCCTC binding factor, zinc finger protein, ChIP-seq, chromatin immunoprecipitation sequencing, ES, embryonic stem cells, MCSs, multi-species conserved sequences, HRE, human renal epithelial cells, BJ, skin fibroblasts, HUVEC, human umbilical vein endothelial cells, SEEK, small airway epithelial cells, NHEK, normal human epidermal keratinocytes, EST, expressed sequence tag, ARP22, Atokinin-22, Myo7A, Myosin-VIA, CDH23, Cadherin-23, PCDH15, Protocadherin-15, JS, Jackson Shaker, TLT, Tilted, MLH, Mergulhida, IED, Inner Ear Defect, BSK, Backstroke, WGAC, Genome Assembly Comparison, WSSD, Genome Shotgun Sequence Detection, ML, Maximum Likelihood, MP, Maximum Parsimony, Array CGH, Array Comparative Genome Hybridization. Acknowledgements: we thank Mariano Rocchi and Mario Ventura University of Bari for providing chimpanzee and macaque samples used in the tree color interface FISH analyses, Laura Ilnitsky, NHGRI, for advice about analyzing non-coding conserved sequences, Zheoshi Zhang University of Washington, for advice about analyzing the evolutionary breakpoints on chromosome 4 page 16, Bechara Kacha, NIDCD, for critically reading the manuscript and for page 16 of 18. Insightful discussions, Julia Fekix and Daryl Leger, Rebecca Chodriff, and Sherjo Sen, NHGRI, for input about figure generation, Jacqueline K. Beals for the editing, and the three anonymous reviewers for their helpful feedback. We also thank numerous people associated with the NISC Comparative Sequencing Program, in particular Robert Blakely, Jerry Balford, Jennifer McDowell, Bashali Mascari, Nancy Hansen, Morgan Park, Pamela Thomas, Alice Young, and the many dedicated technicians. This work was supported by the NHGRI Intramural Research Program, NIDCD Grant DC02236, DMO, and NHGRI grants HG002385 and HG005885, EEE. EEE is an investigator of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. Author details: Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 50 South Drive, Bethesda, MD, 20892, USA 2 Department of Institute di Biologia Evolutiva, UPFCSIC, DR, Aguada, 88, Barcelona, 08003, Spain 3 Department of Genome Sciences and Howard Hughes Medical Institute, University of Washington School of Medicine, 3720 15th Avenue, Seattle, WA, 98195, USA 4 Department of Child Neurology, University of Rochester Medical Center, 601 Elmwood Avenue, Rochester, NY, 14642, USA 5 Knee Intramural Sequencing Center, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 5625 Fishers Lane, Bethesda, MD, 20852, USA 6 Department of Molecular Biology and Pharmacology, Washington University School of Medicine, 660 South Euclid Avenue, St. Louis, MO, 63110, USA 1. Authors contributions: BH and EDG designed the overall study. BH, TMB, FAR, and JFR performed all analyses and drafted the manuscript. NISC Comparative Sequencing Program provided sequence data. IH, EEE, DMO, and EDG edited the manuscript. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Received. The 19th of May 2010 accepted. The 24th of January 2011 published. The 24th of January 2011 references 1. Gen JC, bilateral vestibulopathy, clinical, diagnostic, and genetic considerations. Semen Neural 2009, 29, 5, 528-533, 2. Bronstein AM, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, some recent advances. Kerr Oppen Neural 2003, 16, 1, 1-3, 3. Ost JG, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, a clinician's perspective. And NY Akad C 2001, 942, 201-209, 4. Hughes I, Thalman R, Ornitz DM, mixing model systems, using zebrafish and mouse inner ear mutants and other organ systems to unravel the mystery of otoconial development. Brain Res 2006, 1091, 1, 58-74, 5. Lundberg YW, Zhao X, Yamo N, assembly of the otoconia complex to the macular sensory epithelium of the vestibule. Brain Res 2006, 1091, 1, 47-57, 6. Kim E, Hick KL, Speck J, Lundberg YW, Sauls FT, Catcher B, Goldberg MP, Walkel ME, Ornitz DM, regulation of cellular calcium in vestibular supporting cells by atopatrin 1. J. Neurophysial 2010, 7. Hughes I, Blasio B, Huss D, Walkel ME, Rath NP, Hurl B, Ignatova E, Dickman JD, Thalman R, Levinson R, et al. Atopatrin 1 is required for otolith formation in the zebrafish Dania ririo. Dev Bile 2004, 276, 2, 391-402, 8. Solner C, Schwartz H, Giesler R, Nicholson T, mutated atopatrin 1 affects the genesis of otoliths and the localization of stomacha in zebrafish. Dev Genes Evel 2004, 214, 12, 582-590, 9. Lane PW, New Mutants and Linkages, Tilted Mouse, Newsletter 1987, 77, 129, 10. Hurl B, Ignatova E, Maceroni SM, Mashimo T, Rios X, Thalman I, Thalman R, Ornitz DM, Non-syndromic vestibular disorder with otoconial agenesis in tilted Mergulhida mice caused by mutations in atopatrin 1. Hummol Jenner 2003, 12, 7, 777-789, 11. Besson V, Nalesso V, Herpin A, Bizet JC, Misadek N, Romand R, Pooch A, Blanke V, Herald Y, training and aging modulate the loss of balance phenotype observed in a new inu-induced allele of atopatrin 1. Bile Cell 2005, 97, 10, 787-798, 12. Hughes I, Binkley J, Hurl B, Green ED, Sidow A, Ornitz DM, identification of the atopatrin domain, a conserved domain in vertebrate atopatrins and invertebrate atopatrin-like family members. BMC Evel Bile 2008, 841. Hurl et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148. 13. Hughes I, Sato M, Sclessinger PH, Ornit's DM, a topotrin 1 activation by purinergic nucleotides regulates intracellular calcium. Proc Nat Lacad CUSA 2007, 104, 29, 12023, 12028, 14. Hurrell B, Lane K, Kenny J, Tarantino LM, Buchan M, Brownstein BH, Ornitz DM, physical mapping of the mouse tilted locus identifies an association between human deafness loci DFNA6/14 and vestibular system development. Genomics 2001, 77, 3, 189-199, 15. Giglio S, Calvary V, Grigato G, Gemelli G, Kamanini S, Giada R, Ragusa A, Gunari S, Selicorni A, Stum M, et al., heterozygous submicroscopic inversions involving olfactory receptor gene clusters mediate the recurrent T, 4, 8, page 16, page 23, translocation, and J. Humgenet 2002, 71, 2, 276-285, 16, Kikoa Y, Shittera H, Wakana S, Kohara Y, Takada T, Okamoto M, Taya C, Kamiya K, Yoshikoa Y, Takano H, et al., mutations in a new scaffold protein sans cause deafness in Jackson Shaker mice. Hummel Jenner 2003, 12, 5, 453-461, 17. Overlack N, Merker T, Latz M, Nagel Wolfram K, Wolfram U, Sans, Ush 1G, expression in developing and mature mammalian retina. Vision Res 2008, 48, 3, 400-412, 18. Wheel D, L. and Rayo A, Masmoudi S, Mustafa M, Kikoa Y, Lane S, Dilmagani S, Adato A, Nadifi S, Zina ZB, et al., Usher syndrome type IG, Ush 1G, is caused by mutations in the gene encoding SANS, a protein that associates with the USH1C protein. Harmonin, Hummel Jenner 2003, 12, 5, 463-471, 19, Kramer H, Van Wijk E, Marker T, Wolfram U, Ropeman R, Usher syndrome, molecular links of pathogenesis, proteins and pathways. Hummel Jenner 2006, 15 spec number 2R262-270, 20, Novoselov VV, Alexandrova EM, Ermakova GV, Zerayski AH, expression zones of three novel genes abut the developing anterior neural plate of Xenopus embryo, Gene Expert Patterns 2003, 3, 2, 225-230, 21, Waterston RH, Lindblad Tok A, Bernie E, Rogers J, Abril JF, Agarwal P, Agarwala R, Ainskar R, Alexanderson M, and P, et al., initial sequencing and comparative analysis of the mouse genome, Nature 2002, 420, 6915, 520-562, 22, Thomas J. W., Prasad Ab, Summers T. J., Lee Lin S. Q., Maduro V. V., Idle J. R., Ryan J. F., Thomas P. J., McDowell J. C., Green E. D., parallel construction of orthologous sequence-ready clone contig maps in multiple species, Genome Res 2002, 12, 8, 1277, 1285, 23, Thomas J. W., Touchman J. W., Blakely R. W., Balfour G. G., Beckstrom Sternberg S. M., Margulies A., Blanchett M., Sipel A. C., Thomas P. J., McDowell J. C., et al., comparative analyses of multi-species sequences from targeted genomic regions, Nature 2003, 424, 6950, 788-793, 24, Blakely R. W., Hansen N. F., Gupta J., McDowell J. C., Mascari B., Barnabas B. B., Brooks S. Y., Coleman H., Haggai P., Ho S. L., et al., effort required to finish shotgun generator genome sequences differs significantly among vertebrates. BMC Genomics 2010, 1121, 25. Lichter P., Tang C. J., Call K., Hermanson G., Evans G. A., Hausman D., Ward D. C., High-resolution mapping of human chromosome 11 by in situ hybridization with Cas9 clones. Science 1990, 247, 4938, 64-69, 26. Dere Ramqvist E., Sandland A., Muller S., Klein G., Imre S., Kost Alimova M., Segmental duplications and evolutionary plasticity at tumor chromosome break-prone regions. Genome Res 2008, 18, 3, 370-379, 27. Eichler EE, recent duplication, domain accretion and the dynamic mutation of the human genome. Trends Genet 2001, 17, 11, 661-669, 28. Zhang Z, Tang H, Ventura M, Cardone MF, Marx Bonnet T, Shi X, Pevsner PA, Eichler EE, ancestral reconstruction of segmental duplications reveals punctuated cause of human genome evolution. Nat Genet 2007, 39, 11, 1361, 1368, 29. Newman T, Trask BJ, complex evolution of 7E olfactory receptor genes in segmental duplications. Genome Res 2003, 13, 5, 781-793, 30. Marx Bonnet T, Kir J M, Ventura M, Graves T A, Cheng Z, Hillier L W, Zhang Z, Baker C, Malfavin Borger R, Fulton L A, et al., a burst of segmental duplications in the genome of the African great ape ancestor. Nature 2009, 457, 7231, 877-881, 31. Cheng Z, Ventura M, Shi X, Katovich P, Graves T, Osso Gore K, Church D, Dijong P, Wilson R K, Pabo S, et al., a genome-wide comparison of recent chimpanzee and human segmental duplications. Nature 2005, 437, 7055, 88-93, 32. Bailey Yar, Yaver AM, Massa HF, Trask BJ, Eichler EE, segmental duplications, organization and impact within the current human genome project assembly. Genome Res 2001, 11, 6, 1005, 1017, page 17 of 18, 33, Lirac C, Loop GN, Koopman P, Roxa DS, Schimmeld SM, Degnan BM, Genesis and expansion of metazone transcription factor gene classes, Molbile Evil 2008, 25, 5, 980-996, 34, Jalen O, Ori JM, Brunette F, Petit JL, Stange Thoman N, Morsely E, Bauno L, Fischer C, Ozaf Costa C, Bernard A, et al., genome duplication in the telost fish Tetraodon nigra viridis reveals the early vertebrate protokaryotype. Nature 2004, 431, 7011, 946-957, 35. Antonellis A, Bennett W.R., Minhenia T.R., Prasad Ab, Li Lin S.Q., Green E.D., Paisley D., Kelsch R.N., Pavan W.J., Ward A., deletion of long-range sequences at SOX10 compromises developmental expression in a mouse model of Wardenburg-Shah, WS4, syndrome. Hummel Genet 2006, 15, 2, 259-271, 36. Sipel A, Bejarano G, Pedersen JS, Hinriches S, Howe M, Rosenblum K, Clausen H, Spieth J, Hillier LW, Richards S, et al., evolutionarily conserved elements in vertebrate, insect, worm, and yeast genomes. Genome Res 2005, 15, 8, 1034-1050-37. Chen X, Su H, Yuan P, Fang F, Hus M, Vega VB, Wang E, Olav YL, Zhang W, Zhang J, et al., Integration of External Signaling Pathways with the Core Transcriptional Network in Embryonic Stem Cells, Cell 2008, 133-6-1106-1117-38, Barsky A, Kudapa S, Cuik, Roth Tey, Shones DE, Wang Z, Wei G, Chepelev I, Zha K, High-resolution profiling of histone methylations in the human genome, Cell 2007, 129-4-823-837-39, Kudapa S, Jothi R, Shones DE, Roth Tey, Cuik, Zha K, Global analysis of the insulator binding protein CTCF in chromatin barrier regions reveals demarcation of active and repressive domains. Genome Res 2009-19-1-24-32-40. Kim TH, Abdulev ZK, Smith AD, Chayankar, Larkinov DI, Green Road, Zhang MQ, Lobanenkov VV, Ren B. Analysis of the vertebrate insulator protein CTCF binding sites in the human genome. Cell 2007, 128-6-1231-1245-41. Essien K, Vigno S, Aprileva S, Singh LN, Bartolome Ms, Hanan Halley S, CTCF binding site classes exhibit distinct evolutionary, genomic, epigenomic and transcriptomic features. Genome Bio 2009-10-11-R131-42. Antonaxi F, Kir J M, Marks Bonner T, Ventura M, Siswara P, Jang Z, Eichler E, Characterization of six human disease-associated inversion polymorphisms. Hum Mol Jenner 2009-18-14-2555. 2566-43, Kirasoatsky H, Cooper DN, Molecular Mechanisms of Chromosomal Rearrangement During Primate Evolution, Chromosome Res 2008-16-1-41-56-44, Maas NM, Van Voren S, Hans F, Van Buggenhout G, Misliwik M, Moro Y, Fagan K, Midro A, Engies O, Ball CS, et al., The T, 4, 8, is mediated by homologous recombination between olfactory receptor gene clusters, but other 4 page 16 translocations occur at random. Jennett Cowns 2007-18-4-357-365-45, Giglio S, Broman KW, Matsumoto N, Calvary V, Gemelli G, Newman T, Ohashi H, Valera L, Liriza D, Jayada R, et al., olfactory receptor gene clusters, genomic inversion polymorphisms, and common chromosome rearrangements, and J. Humjena 2001-68-4-874-883-46, Higgins A. W., Alcurea F. S., Bosco A. F., Brown K. K., Bruns G. A., Donovan D. J., Eisenman R., Fan Y, Ferris CG, Ferguson HL, et al., characterization of apparently balanced chromosomal rearrangements from the Developmental Genome Anatomy Project, and J. Humjena 2008-82-3-712-722-47, Bever MM, Jean YY, Fakit DM, Three-Dimensional Morphology of Inner Ear Development in Xenopus levis. Dev Dine 2003-227-3-422-430-48. Hote KG, Ross MD, each Otoconia polymorph has a protein unique to that polymorph. Comp Biochem Physiol B 1991-98-2-3-287-295-49. Kirk M, Farina M, Linz U, Catcher B, Structural Basis for Mechanical Transduction in the Frog Vestibular Sensory Apparatus, III, The Organization of the Otoconial Mass, here Res 1999, 131, 1-2, 11-21, 50, Pote K.G., Ross M.D., Atricular Otoconia of Some Amphibians Have Calcitic Morphology, here Res 1993, 67, 1-2, 189-197, 51, Pote K.G., Hoare C.R., Michelle H., Shabanowitz J., Hunt D.F., Kretzinger R.H., Atokanin 22, the major protein of aragonitic frog otoconia, is a homolog of phospholipase A2, Biochemistry 1993, 32, 19, 5017, 5024, 52, Kido T., Takahashi M., Scanning Electron Microscopic Study of Amphibians Otoconia, Oris Nassus Larynx 1997, 24, 2, 125-130, 53, Warner S.J., Miller J.R., Regulation of Otic Vesicle and Hair Cell Stereocilia Morphogenesis by Ina Vasp-like, EVL, in Xenopus, J-Cell C 2007, 120, Part 15, 2641, 2651, Hurl et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011, 1123 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-23/11/2148, page 18 of 18, 54, Keats B.J., Savas S., Genetic Heterogeneity in Usher's Syndrome, and J. Medgenitor 2004, 130a, 1, 13-16, 55, Ernest S., Rauch G.J., Hafter P., Giesler R., Petit C., Nicholson T., Mariner is defective in Myosin VIIA, a zebrafish model for human hereditary deafness, Hummel-Jenner 2000, 9, 14, 2189, 2196, 56, Solner C., Rauch G.J., Siemens J., Giesler R., Schuster S.C., Muller U., Nicholson T., Mutations in Cadherin 23 affect tip links in zebrafish sensory hair cells, Nature 2004, 428, 6986, 955-959, 57, Seeler C., Finger Bayer K.C., Rinner O., McHankov Y.V., Schwartz H., Newhorse S.C., Nicholson T., Duplicator genes with split functions, independent roles of protocadherin 15 orthologs in zebrafish hearing and vision. Development 2005, 132, 3, 615-623, 58. Williams D.S., Usher's syndrome, animal models, retinal function of Usher proteins, and prospects for gene therapy. Vision Res 2008, 48, 3, 433-441, 59, Phillips J.E., Courses V.G., CTCF, Master Weaver of the Genome, Cell 2009, 137, 7, 1194, 1211, 60, Kent W.J., Sugnet C.W., Fury T.S., Roskin K.M., Pringle T.H., Zaylor A.M., Horsler D., The Human Genome Browser at UCSC, Genome Res 2002, 12, 6, 996, 1006, 61, Alchil SF, Jish W., Miller W., Myers EW, Lipman DJ, Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, J. Molbile 1990, 215, 3, 403-410, 62, Schwartz S., Ilnitsky L., Lee M., Wiroch M., Rima C., Smith A., Green E.D., Hardison R.C., Miller W., Multi-PIP Maker and Supporting Tools, Alignments and Analysis of Multiple Genomic DNA Sequences, Nucleic Acids Res 2003, 31, 13, 3518, 3524, 63, Parsons J.D., Miropeets, Graphical DNA Sequence Comparisons, Comput App Biosy 1995, 11, 6, 615-619, 64, Bailey Ya, Guzed, Clark Ra, Rienet K, Samant RV, Schwartz S, Adams MD, Myers EW, Lee PW, Eichler EE, Recent Segmental Duplications in the Human Genome, Science 2002, 297, 5583, 1003, 1007, DOI 10.1186/1471 the 23rd of November 2148 cite this article as Hurrell, et al. Lineage, specific evolution of the vertebrate autopatrin gene family revealed by comparative genomic analyses. BMC Evolutionary Biology 2011 1123. Submit your next manuscript to BioMed Central and take full advantage of convenient online submission, thorough peer review, no space constraints or color geocharges, immediate publication on acceptance, inclusion in PubMed, CAS, Scopus and Google Scholar research which is freely available for redistribution. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.